The Eddie B. Sit Edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'a tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen.
Daf Mem Dalid. We are five lines from the bottom on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet.
Amar Mor Bered Ravina Mudvina Tiyufta Kelapes Ne'ed Rava. So Mor Bered Ravina says, I'm going to ask a question against the enemy of Rava. Now, it doesn't mean the enemy of Rava. It was a nice way of saying he's going to ask a question to Rava. But he didn't want to say to Rava himself, because he asked him a strong question. So he said, I'm going to ask a question to the enemies of Rava. What's the question? General rule in Shas. Halakha follows Betilil. But if you want to go like Shammai, you can go like it. Or you want to go like Kalil, you can go like Kalil. It's contradictory. First you tell me that Halakha always follows Kedivrei Betilil. And then the Gemara says, toss up. You want to go like Shammai? No problem. You want to go like Kalil? No problem. Mikuleh bet Shammai u'mikuleh betilil rasha. A guy that picks and chooses and only picks the kulot. He takes the leniencies of Hillel and the leniencies of Shammai. The guy's a rasha. Mechumreh bet Shammai u'mechumreh betilil. If the guy only takes the chumrot, he takes the stringencies of Shammai and Hillel, Arav HaKatuv Omer, on him it says, HaKisil BaChoshech Olech. The imbecile walks in darkness. Which means, pick your rabbi. Ela'i kebet Shammai kekulehenu kechomrehen, I kebet Hillel kekulehenu kechomrehen. Meaning, you can't pick and choose. Either you take Hillel for better or for worse, Chomrot or Kulot, or you take Shammai for better or for worse. You can't take all the Chomrot of this rabbi and the Kulot of that rabbi, and so on and so forth. Take the Kulot of this one and the Kulot of that one. You cannot pick and choose. So it says, Mechumre bet Shammai, Mechumre bet Hillel. Even if you're taking Chomrot, I want to go all Chomrot. No good. Pick your rabbi. Otherwise, you're a Kasir. So the Gemara says, wait. Before we ask the question from the story here, Hagufa Kashya. Amart. You just said le'olam alakha kedivrei betilil v'hadar tani v'arutzi l'asur kedivrei betshamay yaseh. You tell me halakha always follows betilil, then you tell me a second later pick whoever you want to go like lakashya kan kodem bat kol dekan nehar bat kol. Before a bat kol came out and announced halakha kebetilil, you could pick them, you could go like betilil or betshamay. But after a bat kol came out, then already you have to follow betilil v'iba'etema af le'ahar bat kol. Rabbi Yoshua Aida Amar Emeshkeim Bebat Kol. Famous Shita in Baba Metzia of Rabbi Yoshua that says we don't regard a bat kol. And if even after a bat kol came out into the Kaked of Rebbe Telev, doesn't matter. You still could follow whatever opinion you want. You can go like Elel or you can go like Shammai. Therefore, even after a bat kol was posek, Halakake Betelev, the Hadush of the Braita is still. You can still choose. Don't get affected by the bat kol. Ah, mikol makom kashya. But you see over here we have a kashya. That you what? You shouldn't take two chumrot. And here we see what? Rabba took two chumrot that are contradicting each other. He takes a chumra. The Gemara just, it calls the guy that does that a fool. That kisil ba'oshek, the guy who takes the chumrot of both rabbis goes in darkness. So then we said, first of all, before the contradictory question, stam, how did you take two chumrot? Just like the guy that goes like the Chumrot of Bet Shammai, the Chumrot of Bet Hillel, the Gemara speaks negatively about him. So therefore, how did you take these Chumrot? Now, especially in this case over here, where they're contradictory Chumrot, so all the more so. So the Gemara says, Mikol Makom Kashya, how's he going to answer? Ama Rav Tabut, Kula Kerav Avda. Really? Rava's psak was not a combination of chumrot between Rav and Shemuel. He was posek like Rav. Oh, if he's posek like Rav, he should have posek as kosher. Why did he say terefa? The chaurav, the whole what is it called? Tarbut aveshet? Turbats aveshet. If it's all considered makom shaita, so the chaurav should be okay. What do you mean? He was posek like Rav? So Gemara says, you're missing information. Amar, lo titzitu lehu le'ani klale dechayil Yehuda achim shemed Rav. Don't listen to the rules that my brother Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Which means he came along and said that Rav held that a bashu in the Turbat Zavesher is pasul. Don't listen to his rules. He misquoted Rav. It's inaccurate. Achi amar Rav. This is what Rav said. Veshet natnu bo hachamim shi'ur. The veshet, the rabbis gave a shi'ur. Meaning there's a space where it's kasher to do shi'ita and where it's not kasher. Meaning the veshet has a certain area that you can do the shi'ita. Mechlal, the turbatza veshet nat makom shi'itao. For the fact that Rav made such a statement, it's mashma that there's a part called outside the veshet, which we call a turbatza veshet, that's not subject to shi'ita. Otherwise, why would Rav make a statement like that? Rav says, there's a certain area that's called the veshet. And outside that area, it's mashma, it's not veshet. What's the spot that's called outside the veshet? Turbatza veshet. Oh, so that's a different assumption now. Now you're holding Rav holds that turbatza veshet is not the makom of the shi'ita. Ve'ka'amar b'mashu. And the hadush of Rav is saying that even the spot that's not ra'uy l'shi'ita, he's mahmi b'mashu. Now go back to the story. They made shi'ita niyam. They started in turbatza veshet, and they went down into the veshet. Too late. Once you start outside makom shechita, you make a mashu. According to that, you're out. So it wasn't that he was posek chumrah de Rav and chumrah de Shmuel. He took Rav straight. Then we have no questions on Rav, and you have no questions on the psak. You didn't have to pay from his pocket. The psak indeed was correct. Now the Gemara continues. Okay. Lemarla ad kama. The Gemara wants to know the veshet going up towards the head of the animal. How high does the veshet go until where it's going to be considered okay? Which means basically, until where can you make shechita? That's the question. How high can you make the shechita? Well, no, we're just asking in Rav. Now, you just told me, Rav, that there's a spot that's called veshet, and then there's a spot that's not. Where's the spot that's not according to Rav in this last statement over here? Natu achemim shi'ud. Ad kama amar Rav Nachman ad kedet tefisat yad. What's tefisat yad? Three or four etzba'ot from the top of the veshet. That's the way that she's explaining. So three or four tefisat yad, three or four etzba'ot above the veshet. Lemata ad kama. Okay, now we're going the other way. The veshet starts all the way up. So tefisat yad is like a fist, almost like a tefah. So that's the spot, let's say that the veshet ends here, the tube. So then going up, that area of three or four etzba'ot after the tube ends going up. But now the veshet goes all the way down into the animal's stomach. You see the picture over here. You see where the veshet starts. That's the veshet. There's this red tube over here. It goes all the way under the rib cage, all the way into the stomach. So the question is, how low can you go? How low in the veshet can you slaughter? So Amar Rav Nachman, first going up is ad kedet tefisat yad.
The end?
Correct. Correct. You have to stop three or four before the end.
That's not a turbat. Like,
yeah, that'll be called turbat submission. Yeah, because that's just not makom shaita. So where's that spot? Three or four is about after the
once it starts.
From the top. Once the veshet starts, three or four etzba'ot is still no good, and after that you can start. Now, how far can you go down? From the top of the veshet, count three etzba'ot to four etzba'ot, that's called turbatza veshet. That area is illegal zone. Now, from after that, you can go down. How far down? I mean, the veshet goes all the way to the stomach of the animal. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Abu, ad kedeh sheyasir. Mazi yasir? Right. Until the animal gets hairy. Hamakom ha-sa'ir hu bechlal ha-keres ha-penimit. Ve'ad sham hu bechlal ha-veshet. Nimsa she'efshal l'shchot bechol ha-veshet ad lemata. Only from when the stomach starts. Which means, you see in the picture over here, the veshet starts all the way up here. And it goes down into the rib cages over here. And it gets all the way to the kiddis, all the way to the stomach of the animal. By the time it gets to the stomach of the animal, so that's already where the animal becomes Mas'ir. There's hairy over there. So you can go all... The kane, no, no, just a bishop.
No, but I'm asking, huh?
Where's the kane go?
No, the kane goes to the lungs.
Does it matter how far
the kane? You'll get them. You'll get them both.
Unless you go slanted.
You'll slant it. You'll slant it. You'll get them both slanting. So basically, you can go all the way to the stomach.
Wow.
That's what it's saying. You're all the way down to get the veshit. Ad kedishi yasir.
It's a deep cut.
It's a deep cut. It's a low cut. Huh?
The hair is from the stomach or the hair is from the veshit?
The hair is on the outside of the animal.
Oh, I scrape it off.
Inside of the paunch is covered with minute hair-like processes.
Inside.
Whatever. Which are scraped off with a knife. The esophagus and the paunch are one continuous system, with the esophagus leading directly into the stomach or paunch. The Gemara at this point assumes that the hair characteristics of the paunch does not extend up into the esophagus, rather it stops exactly where they meet.
Okay, so basically the border of the stomach and the veshit. At that point over there, it's like hair-like particles that come out.
You have the whole thing.
Right. No vision. All the way down into the stomach.
How do you get through the ribs?
That's what the rabbi said also.
How do you get through the ribs? You got to go underneath.
Yeah.
You got to go underneath.
They never have a question if it's too high or too low.
Right. By vision, because it's the whole thing. Giraffe or whatever he said.
I don't
think you have to go underneath the rib. You go underneath the animal. Straight up. Just get in between. You don't have to go in between. In between the ribs is harder. No, that's a problem. Okay, continue. Gemara's going to go to it. Ini. We have a contradiction. Ve'amar avina. Amar giniva. Mishemed derav. Tefach beveshet. Samuch la keres. Zeu keres apenimi. Okay, let's get what he's saying. Tefach beveshet. That's the lower tefach in the veshet. That's close to the keres. So it's before the keres. It's a tefach before the keres. Zeu keres apinimi. That's called keres already. And therefore, if the keres gets punctured even by a mashehu, it's already pasul. What do you mean? Am I? Why are you telling me? Madua imken omer ata that you could store all the way down to that shiur? Ki kashachit bekeres kashachit. If you're telling me that already a tefach before the keres is already a din of keres, you just told me you can make shaitan in that spot. How could that spot be a veshit if you're calling it already a keres? Till now we said you all the way down, up until the keres, inside the keres. Now you're telling me, where's the keres start? Even a tefach before the keres, if it gets punctured in that spot, a little higher, I guess, from the keres, it's considered keres. What do you mean keres? You just told me it's veshit. So what I says... No problem. Emma, tefach bekeres samuch leveshet zeu keres apenimi, which means that which we said that it's considered keres is the first tefach in the keres that's close to the veshet. That means really the veshet goes all the way down, and then after the veshet,
the tefach,
the first tefach, that's already called keres, and if you get punctured over there, it's going to be a problem. That's the point. Now, of course, the rest of it is keres also, but it's called keres haitzona. It's a different deen. Which means keres haitzona only becomes pasul if it got ripped beruba. But keres apenimi, that's the first part of the keres, is even a mashihu. So therefore, after the veshet finishes the first tefah of the stomach, that's called keres apenimi, and that's the deen of mashihu. Everything is fine. Iba'etema, another answer. Kika amar Rav. When was Rav saying? Betorah, he was talking about an ox. Dim mis'ir tefeh. That inside, it has a lot of these hair-like items. That the se'ar, or the hairs in the keres, are a lot. Umit pashet beveshet ad tefah. And they go into the veshet until a tefah. Aval behema ketana yoter. She'en ha-makom ha-sa'id mitpashet l'tok ha-veshet klal. Which means by a smaller animal, these hairs do not go into the veshet at all. Ha-tefah ha-tachton shel ha-veshet, the bottom part of the veshet, eno nechshav keres ha-penimit el ha-veshet. Lefi zeh. Devre rav v'devre rav ha-bar abu matimim. Which means they're not arguing. They're not arguing. Rav was talking about one type of animal, Rava was talking about another type of animal. Rav that came along and said that already the kid starts before, he's talking about an ox. And the ox already is hairy. And therefore the hair starts already from before. Therefore already a tefach before is going to be considered kiddis. Mashenken, Rava was talking about a regular smaller animal. And therefore you can go all the way down to the kiddis itself and make shaita, and then the makom se'ar begins. So therefore they were talking about two different types of animals that have two different types of starting points. So again, Rav's statement was tefach bevishit samuch lekiddis. Because that was talking about where the vishit ends, go up a tefach. Because by a shor, even a tefach above, there's hair. Oh, that's already asur. Mashenken by a regular animal, even go all the way down to the end of the vishit, it's still considered smooth, and then that hairy-like items inside the animal doesn't start to lift. They're two different items. What's this case? Shenital kulo melechi kasher. What happened?
Detached.
It detached from the jawbone. Before shaita. So what happened is turbat zavesh, that's the high part of the veshet, it came apart.
You said before,
it's so Gemara says, tuna, and we have a Mishnah that supports this. What does the Mishnah say? Nital lechaya tahton kasher. That if the lower jaw came apart, which is including the turbat zavesh, which is attached to it, it's okay. Makiv lana papa, v'aika ikur simanim. What are you talking? We learned earlier, ikur simanim. That if the veshit gets dislodged from its place, or for that matter, in Be'emad, if the simanim got dislodged, it's asur. That's the Gemara's question, Stida. Well, Rav Papa, kashya matnitin. What do you mean? Rav Papa, you're asking a question. What do you do with the Mishnah? Nitan lechaya tachton kashir. He clearly says in the Mishnah that if the lower jaw became detached, it's kashir. What the lower jaw is the simanim. So how are you learning the Mishnah, Rav Papa? Which means, we're asking two questions. Rav Papa, first of all, is asking, what do you mean, you have simanim? Once the simanim are detached, it's a problem. Hold it. Rav Papa, how do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah said if the lower jaw is detached, it's okay. Now with the lower the jaw being detached, there's simanim attached to that. Oh, so what are you going to say? So Gemara says, I have no problem. Bishlama matnitin the Rav Papa, lakashya. According to Rav Papa, I can answer the Mishnah. Hadikure akure. Had igum igume me'alave simanim. Shmuel was talking about that what? That the veshit was ne'ekar min alechi u min abasar. Oh, which means the veshit itself, when the veshit itself was pulled off of the jawbone, that's when we're going to come along and say it's ikur simanim. That's why the papa will say it's no good. Had igum igume me'alave simanim. But the Mishnah that said if the lower jaw is detached, and we're going to say it's kasher, that's talking about that the simanim remained attached to the basar. Okay, so if the simanim are somehow attached, even though the jawbone became detached, I guess around it, the vision is still attached, that's okay. When do we say it's a problem of ikut simanim, when the whole jawbone came down, ripping off the vision itself? Ela l'shmuel kasha. But according to Shmuel, he said what? That even if the whole jawbone came down, it's mashpah, even with the veshit, it's kasher. What do you mean? It's ikur simanim. So Gemara says, lo tema kudo ela ema rubo. Don't make Shmuel saying that the whole jawbone came detached. Ela say rubo, the majority of it, but the rest of it is still attached. So as long as the rest of it is still attached, it's going to be okay. Amar Abba Bar Hanna, Amar Shmuel, simanim shenidaldelu beruban terefa. Oh, simanim that are dangling, that are only attached by the minority of it, but ruban are dangling. It's pesulas terefa. Amar Rav Shisha, bered Rav Idi, had ikefal ikepule, hatam de ifaruk iparuke. What is the answer? That which Shmuel said, that the turbat zaveshit, that the majority came off his kasher, is talking about kishniklaf aveshit benachat me'ala basar. Which means, where it came off, but it came off nicely, which means it was a clean cut. where it just was pulled off nicely off the jawbone. So even though the majority is off, it's still intact, basically. However, Hatam defureke et baruke. Over there in Nabat's case is talking about where it was like ripped off, not a clean cut. The majority of it was off, but in different places. And therefore it looks like there's holes in it. It wasn't a clean cut. And therefore, me'atkan u'me'atkan, like something that was ripped off, bekawah. And therefore, even though the minority is attached, but since it's in many different places, that's considered a terefa. Which means, if it's done in one spot, meaning the rov is clean cut, the minority is attached, that's going to be okay. Masha'ikim, if the minority is attached, but the majority is in all different spots, it's pulled here, pulled here, pulled up there, so there's holes all over the place, or it's detached all over the place, that's a terefa, the animal will not be able to become healed. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah, Pisukata Gargeret. What's Pisukata Gargeret? The kaneh was cut. Kaneh is the windpipe. So the kaneh was cut, it's a terefa. Pisukata Gargeret. Tana, kama Pisukata Gargeret? How much of the gargeret has to be cut for it to be a terefa? Biruba. That means if only the minority was cut, it's okay. Majority. Now what's majority? Here's the trick. The kamaruba. Before the shaita, the animal had a cut. That means after you did the shaita, you looked and you saw that there was two cuts. Besides where the shaita cut, there was another cut in the kaneh, rov. Oh, rov's a problem. What's rov? I'm going to give two answers. Rov ovya, the amrira rov halala. That's the osugya. What is rov ovya, and what is rov halala? Here, I have a whole story over here. Simply, the way I understand ovya is the thickness. That sounds like you're counting the wall. Let's say this is the ring of the kaneh. Okay? So you have halala, that's the inside. But then you have ovya, which includes the thickness of the wall. So therefore, if you're going to count the thickness of the wall to go to rov, so you're going to end earlier in the halal. But if you only include rov halal, so you're going to end deeper into the halal. So that's the machloket over here. Does it end basically here, or does it end a notch lower? If you're counting wall as part of your rov, so therefore it was cut, figure out how much the thickness of the wall is, how much the thickness of the space is, how much the thickness of the outside wall is, and go to half, 50% point over there, and go to 51%, that's rov. But if you say it's only halalo, that's only the inside. So calculate what's the 50% or 51% point of the halal, so it'll be a little lower.
But if you're counting both walls, it's not symmetrical.
Right, exactly. It's not a perfect circle.
You hit that wall before you hit the
car. That's correct. Good point. They point that out. She points that out. It's you'll see the picture. You can see the picture also. It's not a perfect circle. Not a perfect circle.
But this one will be at last.
Yeah. Which one you're looking at?
I don't
have that one. Yeah, that's happening over here. Very good. It shows you two spots.
Yeah.
You see the knife? The knife is going down. So
he hits the outside before he hits the...
Oh, the bottom one is thinner. Though.
Yeah, so kotir achitzona. Good, he's looking at the outside. And then he showed you rov halala, which is a little lower. Okay, that's fine. Rov Ovya is the Chumrah. Yes. Rov Ovya is the Chumrah. Because it's earlier. Okay. That's good. Hahi Pesukata Gergeret. The Ata Lekameh Derav. The story. It was a Behemah. The Gergeret was cut. They brought it in front of Rav to give a deen. Yati Vekabadikla. He went and he checked it. Berov Ovya. And he followed the Shita of Rov Ovya. That's the first shita. Amru le'rav kana ve'rav aser le'rav limatanu rabbeinu berov halala. What do you mean, Rabbi? You taught us rov halala, and therefore don't be matrifet so fast, because you still have a little more room. Shadre So Rav sent the Kaneh for inspection. Lekamed Rav Bar Bar Hanna. Batka Berov Halala. He followed the Rav Halala Psak. The Akshera. And he koshered it. Vezaban mina betlesar istire peshite bisra. And Rabba Bar Hanna, he bought from the bazaar 13 selaim. He paid for it. So he's not only was he makshir it, but he put his money where his mouth was. He bought it and he ate from it. And he was confident in his psak. He paid 13 coins for the thing. What do you mean? Side question. Vatanya hacham shetime en chavero rashay letaher asar en chavero rashay latir. Rav was osef. Didn't Rav look at the animal? Rav said no good. So the student says, Rabbi, you taught us otherwise. But Rabbi's said already. They bring it to the other rabbi, Rabbi, and Rabbi comes along and says, he checked it, Berov Ovya.
But it
was Pasul. Berov Ovya meaning he said Asur. So they taught, otherwise, why do students ask a question then? They said, what do you, Rabbi? You said Berov Halala to a lady, he said Asur. So they bring it to the other rabbi. The other rabbi says, no problem, Berov Halala, and he bought from the meat. Because he didn't osir, which means he was about to osir. He came along to get his ruler, and he's measuring the Rav Ovya.
And
oh, Rabbi, what are you measuring the Rav Ovya for? You told us Rav Halala. Okay, I didn't say anything. And they brought it to Rabbi, and Rabbi did Rav Halala. So they got him before he said the psak of Isur. Oh, the Gemara says, V'chivan de'oru b'hacham, which means, bottom line, the rabbi came and gave a psak. Remember what we learned about Yehezkel HaNavi? Yehezkel HaNavi said he was strict that any piece of meat that a rabbi had to give a ruling on, he didn't eat from. So the Gemara says, Hechi achal mina, how did Rabbi eat from the meat? V'haketi va'omar aha Adonai Elohim. הנה נפשי לא מטומאה ונבלה וטרפה לא אכלתי מנעוריי ועד עתה ולא בא בפי בשר פיגול הנה נפשי לא מטומאה שלא הרתי ביום לבוא לידי טומאה בלילה ונבלה וטרפה לא אכלתי שלא אכלתי בשר קוסקוס מעולם. Remember we said basar koskos was? That's the animal that's mesukenet, that's about to die. And the shohet, oh yeah, koskos, slaughter him, get the shohet. Then we brought an ayah, that must be misuken, it is okay. But Yehezkel was mahmir on himself, that he didn't want to eat from basar misuken, that they have to scream, koskos, come and slaughter it. Ve'lo ba b'fi basar pigul, I didn't eat pigul, what do you mean he didn't pigul? Ve'shelo achalti mebehema shura b'hacham. Oh, that he didn't eat from a piece of meat that a rabbi had to give a ruling. Mishum Rabbi Natan Amu Shelo Achalti Mebehema Shelo Hormu Matenotea. I didn't eat from an animal that they did not take from it matanot keuna, even though he himself was a kohen. So therefore, technically, he was allowed. You only have to take out the matanot if you're a non-kohen. But Yehezkel himself, when he made Shehita, he didn't take out the matanot. He's a kohen himself. But still, he didn't eat from a piece of meat that they didn't give the matanot. Anyway, what do you see from over here? That Yehezkel HaNavi was machmir. Hani mili milta detalya bisvara. Rava barbar hana agemare samach. The Gemara says like this. When do you not eat from the meat that a rabbi made a ruling on? That's when it's talui b'sivara, which means he's koshering it from a logic. He's saying, my logic says like this. So then you could argue and say, who says his logic is right? Maybe his logic is wrong. However, Rabba was not relying on a logic to eat the piece of meat. He was relying on a kabbalah. He had a tradition of his rabbi, you measure the kaneh from the inside. That's not a logic anymore. That's a psak halakha. Which means if the rabbi comes along and says, you know what? I hold that since in another case is like this, and this case is similar to it, I want to say it's mutar. And that's really logic. Logic, you can go both ways. You can see it mutar, another rabbi can say the logic, the exact opposite. That's why you wouldn't eat from a piece of meat that a rabbi gave halachic permissibility when it was telling you logic. But the rabbi wasn't saying logical. He says, my tradition for my rabbi was that you measure from the halal. Once you measure from the halal, that's it, it's game over. That's it, it's mutar.
Also, the Gemara has one more question. V'tipukle. Mishum Hashada. Why was he allowed to eat from it? We should say there should be hashash over here. Why? Like a kinunya. Guy came to the rabbi. Rabbi, could you see my piece of meat kasher? Rabbi says, oh, kasher. And now rabbi's buying from it. He gave him a discount. He gave him a good price for the meat. Oh, yeah, of course. Because they made a deal. He'll give him a kosher psak, and then the rabbi will buy it for cheap. And even though that didn't happen, but why don't you choshed that we shouldn't allow this? We shouldn't allow the rabbi who made the psak to buy meat from that guy that he gave the psak to, because the people are going to come along and say there was like a conspiracy over here. It's almost as if he's getting paid for his psak. The Tanya, like it says here, Dan et Adin. Let's say the judge came into the courtroom and he was posek talacha. Monetary case. Two guys arguing about a talit. Two guys arguing about a field. Vizika v'chiyev. One guy said innocent. One guy said guilty. V'timeh v'tiher. Or it was a ta'or tameh case. Ta'or tameh asar v'etir. Or isur v'etir. Meaning the kosher, not kosher. V'chein a'idim she'idu. Or let's say witnesses that gave testimony. Either way. Kulan rasha'in likach. They're all allowed to then buy the item that they gave a psak on. Aval amru hachamim harhek min akiur umir adomelo. Keep away from disgusting, ugly things and from things that are similar to it. Which means, the rabbi said, you could keep the talit. Then if he goes to him, do me a favor, let me buy the talit from you. Oh, get out of here. You know, we made a deal with him. I'll give you the talit and you'll sell it to me for a cheap price. Or he tells him, you keep the field. Or he tells him, it's your money that comes in. Can I borrow the money from you now? Doesn't look good. Looks like there was a... So even though it's legally permissible, but arhaik min ha-ki'ur, min ha-domeno, things that smell. Oh, so how did Rabbi buy the piece of meat from the... No. That's not a psak. That, I need to know what was in the kuti's head. There I have to know, did the kuti do it right or wrong? So when the kuti eats from it, I'm not being bribed from a kuti. I'm watching, I'm an observer. Kuti did the shi'ita. I see him eating from it, so I say, he did it fine. What are they going to say? I made a deal with the kuti, I have nothing to do with the kuti.
Now the rabbi's going to rule it kasher just to get a cheap deal on it?
That's what the people are going to say. Already you came to the rabbi. Now you came to the rabbi. Rabbi, what's the halakha? Oh, mutar, can I buy it? Oh yeah, I'll give it to you for a discount. Oh, look at this here. He gives him a ruling at the end and he sells him for a discount. There's a situation going on. And Gemara says, you got to keep away from that. Gemara says, and this is the final answer. Hani mide de mizaben mishuma. Haha, matkela mucha. When do you say there's a conspiracy that the rabbi gave a psak? That's on things that are sold in estimation. A field has no price. You don't sell a talet by weight. You sell a talet by the value, whatever it is. So therefore they're going to say he gave him a cheap price. But meat, you sell by the scale. You sell, so therefore you're going to see what he paid. He paid for, a pound is a pound. They're not going to come along and say, oh, he paid a pound, they gave him 3 pounds. No, they put it on the scale. The matkela proves already that it's a fair market price that he's paying. Hamishkan mocheh shu shilem mehin male. Kshikishiyishkolo tabasara kolroim hamishkalo. They see it's a pound, and they see he paid a normal market price for a pound. Mashenken, when it's a shuma item, when it's an item that's a vague price, then they'll say, oh, he discounted, and there's no way to quantify it. Kabbalah says the story. Kihad Rabbah, the story of Rabbah. Sharat rifta vizavan mine bisra. Exactly the same story. Gave a psak on a terefa, and then he bought meat from it. He says kashera, and he bought the meat. Amra le bat Rav Hizda. Now Rabbah was married to the daughter of Rav Hizda, so they call that's his wife. So they call him bat Rav Hizda. Abba, meaning she went to her father. Says daddy, share bukhra. Oh no, she told her husband, my father, Abba Shareh Bukhra, they came to my father to ask him about a halakha of a bechor. Is the animal have a deed of a bechor or not? And he was matir to slaughter the bechor and eat from it because he was a kohen. And now the law is like this. The bechor goes to the kohen. But if there's a mum, if there's a blemish, we call it a mum kavua, so the law is what? You don't have to bring it as, I'm sorry, if there's a mum kavua, you give it to the kohen to eat. You slaughter it and you give it to the kohen. If it's not a mum, then you have to bring it on the mizbeah. So therefore, he says, my father was a kohen, the father was a kohen. They would bring him the animal. He would be posek. Mum kavua. Mum kavua, they can make, technically make shreita and give it them to eat. However, share bukhra. But he didn't buy from his psak. He didn't buy from the meat after, even though it was permissible for the Kohen to eat it. So she's getting him. My father doesn't do that, what you're doing. Amar la, ani mi le bukhra. Same story. Da ashumam is the ben. Acha, matkena muchach. Same story. The bechor is sold. Ashuma, it's not by the scale. Because you're not allowed to weigh it. Every night? Because since the Bechor had Kiddusha, you're not allowed to sell it in the normal way by putting it on the scale. Exactly. So how did they sell it? They would sell it, you know, the guy puts it in his hands, okay, here's a pound, whatever it is. So the people will come and say, by the Bechor, Rav Hasda gave a psak that the Kohen could eat it, and then they gave him more than a pound. Back to the scales. So Gemara says, my Ika, what are you going to tell me? Mishum umtsa me'aliyeta. Kol yoma umtsa me'aliyeta zabenuli. They're going to come along and say, they sold him the umtsa. The umtsa is like the best piece of meat. So what do you think? The people are going to come along and say, oh, the rabbi gave a psak, and they gave him the filet mignon, they gave him the best piece. He says, I get the best piece anyway every day. But like when Labba would go to the butcher, they would always give him the best piece because of who he was. So nobody's going to say, oh, he got a good psak and he got a good piece of meat out of it. Anyway, I get the choice piece of meat. So what are you going to tell me? I got a discount? The scale doesn't lie. Ah, your father? Your father was eating, it was Bechor. Bechor, he gave a psak, but he wouldn't eat from it because there's no way to weigh it because you can't weigh the Bechor. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.